I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Months after catastrophic flooding in Pakistan, many villages remain underwater. 10 million children need life-saving support, according to UNICEF. The flooding damaged 2 million homes and killed thousands. Nehemiah with FMI says,
between 8 million and 9 million have been pushed below the poverty line by the floods. The monsoon washed away vast tracts of crops, with many already impoverished families losing their livelihoods. Some homes remain submerged, leaving families living on elevated roads or in displacement camps.
In this vulnerable situation, many children have been forced into labor or marriage. Many FMI partners work in the flood zones, trying to reach their congregations. Pray they'll be able to share the love of Jesus with many in the crisis. And last month, we reflected on the highlights of 2022 with Ron Hutchcraft of Ron Hutchcraft Ministries. Today, we're looking at the possibilities ahead. Hutchcraft says you can take three lessons they learned in ministry and apply them to your life. First, listen well.
Isaiah 30:21 is very fundamental in our ministry right now. It says, whether you turn to the right or the left, you will hear a voice behind you saying, this is the way, walk in it. This is the time I need to be listening to those Holy Spirit promptings.
Second, trust and obey.
We've been reading in Isaiah 54, and there are four words that have come to our ministry like orders. Do not hold back. We're closer to the return of Christ than we've ever been.
And third, watch for opportunity. Find your place in the story at missionnews.org. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener supported by people just like you. So by giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. Look for links at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.